One of the earliest poems I wrote is called First Song, about the first experience of music for a boy growing up in the prairie of Illinois, which isn't where I grew up. Then it was dusk in Illinois. The small boy, after an afternoon of carting dung, hung on the rail fence, a sapped thing, weary to crying. Dark was growing tall, and he began to hear the pond frogs all calling on his ear with what seemed their joy. Soon their sound was pleasant for a boy listening in the smoky dusk and the nightfall of Illinois. And from the fields, two small boys came bearing cornstalk violins, and they read to the cornstalk bows with wagons, and the three sat there scraping at their joy. It was now fine music the frogs and the boys did in the towering Illinois twilight make, and into dark, in spite of a shoulder's ache, a boy's hunched body loved out of a stalk the first song of his happiness, and the song woke his heart to the darkness and into the sadness of joy. Well, I could no more write that poem now than some of the more recent poems I'm going to read. And I'll leave it up to you to judge how far I've backslid in the meantime. I feel a certain hesitation, really, about reading some of the recent poems, but I won't read them quite yet. I'll read some earlier ones.